This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy!
It is a Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry, and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Dynasty Podcast, live from Virgin Hotel. Haima Black here, host of Dynasty Podcasts, and thank you for tuning in tonight. Thank you for watching this. Thank you for listening. If you're checking it out later, we have a couple links up at the top of the live stream on Facebook that you can check out. If you want to subscribe to us on iTunes, if you want to cop a new Dynasty t-shirt or hoodie, or if you want to learn how to launch your own podcast, I'm actually teaching a podcasting class on Airbnb. Links to all those in the description of the Facebook page. But in the meantime, we have a killer night tonight. We're going to be talking with the team from Ergo Radio in a little bit later this hour. And first, we have a guest who has maybe my favorite name we've had on in a long time. Motherfucking Mello. How are
pivot,
you doing, man?
Pivot. I'm pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming up. We were just saying that, like, you somehow chose a name where you're like, I want to make sure that I can't get played on any radio stations.
Factually, you know what I'm saying? Just want to let them know I'm here.
Let them know you're here.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's what satellite radio's for. They can swear on that.
That's kind of the wave now, too.
So it is. Like, this podcast, satellite.
And yeah. People enjoy saying it. So it's like, maybe
they do.
Maybe they'll get in trouble for it.
Yeah, maybe it's worth it.
Take a little fine.
Exactly. How are you doing, man?
I'm pretty good. Doing pretty awesome, actually. I just put out a project like a week ago.
Yeah, Melodramatics.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I've been trying to get that off my chest for a while now. So it's cool to finally have that out there in the space. In the atmosphere.
Right, and I want to talk all about that project and the journey leading up to it and everything with that in a moment, but we always start with kind of like, how did all this begin for you? How did music enter your life? How did you start making music? Kind of talk about your entryway into all this.
Well, I've always been like a fan of music, like most people. My parents, they listen to a lot of soul, you know what I'm saying? Older R&B, stuff like that. So I've always been into it. I say when I was about a sophomore in high school, I started a rap group with my friends. And we never recorded, though. We just wrote it. We wrote over OG Unit beats. I was Lloyd Banks, you feel me? So we did that. We never recorded. It didn't last really long either. After I graduated high school, though, I linked up with Joseph and Sab.
Mm-hmm.
And we started a group called The Rally. We did that with a couple friends. Like most things, it didn't last.
Me, but that's like the proto pivot.
Yeah, that was like the start of it, literally. And from there, we met our friend Fresh Waters. He had a couple homies with him, and then we all linked up and became Pivot. And we've been doing that for about the last, what's that, like 6-7 years now.
And that's wild because I think for a lot of people, they're just maybe now finding out about Saba, or maybe they found out about on like, you know, Angels with Chance. But like,
yeah. This
has been in the works for a long time.
Yeah.
When in, you know, I guess two-part question, in your own journey and in the Pivot journey, like when did it start to become something that was serious, that you guys were suddenly like, oh, we're not fucking around. Like, this is actually something we could really do and people are paying attention to and this is really worthwhile.
I think it was probably around the time we got our first post. I think Sab, it was like maybe we were trying for so long to get a post on Fake Sure.
That is the moment, man.
Yeah, we couldn't get it. Sab couldn't get no songs on there, but he dropped a beat, and they put that on there. They liked that, and we was going ever since then. We felt like we had to uphold to something because we finally made Fake Sure.
It's so funny because like there are certain institutions in Chicago that when an artist achieves those, whether that's like getting on the cover of The Reader, whether that is playing the Metro, whether that's getting a post on Fake Sure, those are signifiers. Those are the days where you're like, oh shit, like we're at a different level now. That's awesome. So you guys made Fake Sure and you suddenly like look at each other and go like, oh, I guess we're doing this.
We got to keep this up now.
Right.
Let's get on that tomorrow.
So was that the moment for you as well? Or like, what was the moment where you suddenly were like, okay, we're not pretending to be G-Unit anymore. Like, This is something I'm really pursuing.
When was that? I don't really know. It's several instances that it hits me and I'm like, wow, this is for real. A couple of them have been like shows.
Mm-hmm.
Just like seeing the reaction and the effect that music can have, that your music can have on people that you probably wouldn't have even thought of it like that.
Sure.
Like for a while, I was just making music because I like to make music. I didn't realize the effect that it had on people. until like later on in life where like I'll start to get like feedback from people that tell me like, oh man, I've been through so much, this has helped. It's like, that's like, wow, that's another level. That's like, all right, I'm really doing this because
that is when it becomes real.
Yeah, this is more than just me making a song that I like for my friends.
Yeah.
It's like helping somebody with their life, and that's like nuts.
Even just knowing that other people are like, yeah, of course, like responding to it, but even hearing it. Like,
yeah, that too, that too.
Even like, dude, I've done this podcast forever, and like anytime somebody's like, oh, I heard that, and I'm like, what? I'm like, no, my mom only, like, my mom's the only person who listens to this. Like, but it blows my mind, like, when you hear someone in real life say, like, oh, I heard this, or I saw blank, and I'm like, really? That's nuts. Because yeah, that's that does crazy. Make it real.
Yeah, definitely.
So, go ahead, sorry.
I had a couple moments like that when I went on tour not too long ago. I was just, because I'm still new to it. Like I said, this mm-hmm. is my first project. I just put it out. I'm not really knowing how far it goes, but going on the road, I can, like, see, like, some of those people that knew me, and they was like, oh, damn, for real? Like, this ain't Chicago. How you know?
Right, yeah, absolutely. And when you're going out on the road, like, how are you planning that? Like, are you looking at any kind of, like, analytics of where your stuff's getting played or, like, or how does that happen?
Well, with this tour, it just so happened that Sad was going on tour.
Sure.
So I was going with him. It was just like that. Like,
yeah, that's best
case. Had nothing
case.
To do with me. Like, I could have been there and nobody could have knew me, and I was still trying to perform every night.
But there are people who are definitely familiar with
factually,
you.
Factually.
Especially going out with Saba, like, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
That's such a great place to start for you.
Factually, I agree.
That's
like one of the biggest blessings I've had is, like, being in Pivot is that I'm witnessing a lot with him. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when I finally get there, I have an idea of what's going on. I'm not completely lost, you see what I mean? So that's been the biggest blessing literally so far.
For sure. And when you're seeing something like, you know, like Saba is really having his moment right now, and it's really... It's great to see. It's well-deserved. He's putting in the work, and he is the nicest guy.
Yeah.
He's the nicest
guy.
Almost
too nice sometimes.
He is. He's just, like, man,
gotta,
so friendly.
You got to get mean.
Right. But when you're in that camp with him and you're seeing these things start to happen for him, like, how does that feel where you're like, oh, my God, like, that's my guy. It's my brother. Like, he's...
It's really amazing because, like, at the end of the day, I'm a fan of his. You know
sure.
what I'm saying? Like, I've watched him grow. I've grown with him. So, like, just to see, like, the different levels that he reached, like, even, like, now, like, he's been working on new music, it's like, man, like, you get good off there like that. It's, like, really impressive. So, like, I'm just happy as a fan, like, you know,
right.
imagine seeing your fan, like, one of your favorite artists, like, slowly, like, becoming more known. It's, like, it's just beautiful, like, actually watch it. And I'm, like, literally right there.
Right, so
it's like
ground
it's
zero
dope.
To see
it's
it.
Dope. Yeah,
yeah. yeah. He just had the Apple Store. Now, I'm not trying to make this all about Saba, but it's just,
no,
it's
cool.
remarkable. He had the Apple Store thing.
Yeah, That's another thing.
That's
it's like,
insane.
It's just your words on a wall. Like, I can go literally
right.
go see that right now when I leave here. And it's like,
yeah.
It's just real amazing seeing everything that he's doing because I know the work that he put in. So I know it's all
absolutely.
Deserving.
Yeah. So on your end, you've got this record, Melodramatics.
Yes.
And that is the debut project.
It is.
Now, I know from research and from keeping up with everything that has been in the works for a little while.
Yes.
It sounds like it went through, like, a lot of revisions and a lot of... This is not something you just threw together in a weekend.
Nah, it wasn't.
It's not that book report you're doing on the in the bus,
yeah.
like, before class. So,
nah,
like, talk about this process. Like, how did it start? And talk about the journey along the way.
It started several years ago. I don't even know the exact... Maybe, like, 2014, something like that.
Right.
And just that's the inception of it. You know what I'm saying? I seen the word in a dictionary. And I'm like, oh, cool. What does that mean? Like, oh, that almost sounds like me. So I just wrote it down. And, like, over time, it's, like, it's grown. Like, the project is only one song, and that's the first song. And it's still, even that has been revised. But, like, that's the only, like, evidence of the first, like, the first starting
version.
Of that. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? That's the only song that made it. Everything else is, like, it's been over the years. So it's just, like, growth. You know what I'm saying? As I've grown, the music has grown. I can't even say, like, over these years that I've only been working on a project because, like, a lot of the times I was working on life. You know what I'm saying? So, just, like, it just grew with me. So, it was dope to finally get that out there and just see where I am. Like, it's like me looking at the times, too, as well. You know what I'm saying? Not only just me sharing it. It's like, oh, okay.
But, you know, I think with any great... Are you know, any great creative work, whether it's film or music or photography or anything like that, right? It means so much if you've brought real life experience to it.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that your life in 2014 versus now is very different, or at least to some degree.
Yeah.
So it's like, I got to imagine that a lot of the living you were doing at that time informed the project as it was happening.
Yeah, well, actually, it's crazy because it's like my actual like life outside of music,
right,
was probably a whole lot more funner then. You know what I'm saying? But the music part was like, I don't feel like a lot of people were hearing me. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know a lot about the music I wanted to make and stuff like that. But as time went on, it's like music got better. My platform grew. Like I said, I just came off tour not too long ago. But like life was like getting, you know what I'm saying?
Life is real.
It was whooping on me. Yeah. You know? So it was just cool to just realize the effect that played on the music. You know what I'm saying? Just seeing like the type of music I was making then and the type of music I'm making now, and just like how it contrasts, and just seeing how I've contrasted as a person too. It's just cool though. Just watching where I've came from. Like even to this day, there's a couple of things on a project, like, I might say something that, like, now I wouldn't say that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I wanted to keep it on there because that was a real feeling I had at a moment. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and 3 years is a long time. Like, I'm not coming for you, but 3 years is a long time. Like, that's a long time to work on a single collective piece of art. Yeah. So, like, were there times where you thought it was almost done, or were there times where you were just super frustrated? Like, I can't believe I'm not there yet, or...
It was at least three moments while I was ready to put it out.
Right.
It's like I had a version of it, and I was like, I was ready to go with this. You know what I'm saying? I thought this was the one. It was cool. I was ready. And then there was another time where, like, maybe 6 months before, like, I really started gearing up to put it out, that I was like, yeah, all right, I'm going to use this.
Right.
But, like, I just sat with it, and I realized that I was rushing it. And it was at that point that it was like, I've already took 3 years. Why not take 3.5 years?
Just get it right.
Exactly.
Especially with the first project, because that's the entry. That's everybody's entry point
just
to your work.
Just sets the tone, yeah.
Right. So it's like you do really want to make that, you know, it's showing up to the job interview with a clean suit. It's like
exactly.
It's that first impression.
I didn't, yeah. And it's still, to this day, I look like, man, I could have ironed my shirt a little more.
But you know what? Like, that's everything ever. You know, it's like...
And I realized that's what it was going to be. Like,
totally. You don't want it, you know, 3 years, that's, I think... a solid amount of time, but you don't want it to be like the project you did for 9 years.
Yeah,
you don't want definitely. It to be like, you know, like the what was the Dre record that was just like forever? Was it Rehab? Detox or like Guns N' Roses, Chinese Democracy. You don't want it to be that record that people are waiting for 20 years.
Yeah.
So the record's out now, and it seems like there's been a really positive response. It seems like people are really like, you know, talking about it. People are hearing it. I'm seeing a lot of like response online. Like, how has that felt on your end since you put it out?
That's been amazing. That's probably been the best part. That's literally all I was looking for. I wasn't, like, trying to get famous off this or anything along those lines. I just wanted to, like, put out my art and then see how it was going to be received. Because people are like, all right, what do you expect from this? And I never really have expectations. I just, like, I want to see what you think. You know what I'm
right.
saying? What do you think of this? And it's not even, like, people be like, all right, so what would you say this is about? You tell me. I just want you to listen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Listen to me, and then you tell me what you feel.
And connect with
it on your
own.
Because I still really don't know. I just make music. It's not like a set. I don't have a set in which something specifically which I want to talk about or anything like that. I just listen to the beat, and I let that kind of like take me where it goes and whatnot. And I just want to see what people, what's the feedback from it? I just wanted to see that.
Well, and now that you've done this record, now that it's finally like out in the world, like what kind of, I'm not being like, when's the new music on the way? Not at all, because you just dropped this, but like, what kind of lessons did you learn, whether it's in like the recording or the writing or anything, that are going to help you in the future that you're like, oh man, I don't have to take another 9 months to figure that out, because now I already know that.
Just making sure the recording is on point when you do it. Excuse me. That's one of the biggest things, because a lot of the records that I had to end up cutting is because they weren't right. I didn't record mm-hmm. them well enough. So that was another thing I had to, like, really... I've been taking my time with, as far as, like, before I record it, I'm gonna make sure I feel it, you know what I'm saying? Then mm-hmm. So I don't even have the phone with me when I can record it, because I know it now.
Right.
Trying to get it to that point. So that everything just feels better when it's time to mix it down. Like, it was a
and
lot
it
of
it sounds
stuff.
Professionally produced. It sounds really professional.
Thank you. That's Saba and a couple other friends. Like, it's just like, that's another thing, just being selective. I used to just pick beats mm-hmm. because it'll sound cool, but I really knew I wouldn't really rap to that. Why? Like, this ain't really for me. It just sound cool, so I wanted it. The thing was, I was in a group. So mm-hmm. it's like, when you hear something hot, you just got to take it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I was playing these beats. I know that if I don't take this, somebody else is going to take this.
That's and the
I,
next big Saba song.
And I don't want that. I can't have that. Not on my watch.
So there's that, like, that like brotherly competitiveness.
Factually.
Right.
Factually.
Where yeah. it's like, all right, listen, I love my brother, love my sister, whatever, right? But like, but I get the biggest room.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day.
That's literally how we got better. That's right. the reason everybody is as good as they are, because we always, we try one another. Like we was always, we used to make a record together. So it's like, all right, you know I'm finna make it, so you want to write your verse over. Like that's the goal every time.
Right.
To make you not feel comfortable about your raps.
Yeah, to always be one-upping.
Yeah.
Now, with Pivot, talk a bit about, let's talk about Pivot for a minute, because I think people know the name now, but I don't think everybody really knows what that means. Like, kind of talk about what that collective, you know, you kind of brought up how it started, but what does that mean now? And, like, what does it really mean to be part of Pivot, and what's the mission in Pivot?
It's just a constant movement, you know what I'm saying? Always to just be able to be on the attack, you know what I'm saying? You don't necessarily gotta get ready. You're there already, you know what I'm saying? It's like just elevation and like a collective of like-minded individuals just with the same mindset mm-hmm. and the same goals, you know what I'm saying? Not necessarily the same goals to the T, but just like the structure of it. Like we all like have the same ideals. It's just like different ways we're going to go about it. But it's just about a group of friends, man. Like, that's why we feel like everybody, like, if you feel like you're Pivot, then you're Pivot. You
know what right.
Like, it's people that's not in Pivot that don't rap or nothing like that, and we'll do the handshake with it because we feel like, you know what I'm saying, you are a part of this.
And it feels to me, and, like, man, I'm not in it, but it's, like, it feels like there's a lot of emphasis on, like, positivity.
Yeah.
It feels like positive. I mean, especially, like, starting with Saba. Like, I mean, that's a dude who just, like, man.
Yeah.
It's all positive, but it's, like, it feels like that's a big mission or a big part of the message in Pivot.
Yeah, it's, you like have to. It's like so much negativity in the world.
There's so much right now.
It's like, if you just focus on that, you're probably going to drive yourself crazy. So yeah. It's like, you got to look at it with a different mindset. Even though you may be in a rough condition, you can't look at it like that, because that alone is going to hold you down. Not, you know what I'm saying? Then you add on the fact that it's actually things that's literally set here to hold you back.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a weird time, and, like, we're not going to get, like, super big-picture political, but right. It's a weird time where there's just so much factually. That is negative right now, and it's crazy, like, and anything that's positive or anything that spreads a message that, like, helps people, it's like, man, that really matters right now.
You need that.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's another reason why, like, I tried to, like, sprinkle it a little bit more in my music, because
right.
I knew just being around that, like, that helped me so much, so it's like, it's only right to share that positivity, because it's literally contagious, you know what I'm saying?
It like, is, and that means
you're around
something.
Enough positive people, it'll rub off on you.
Now, really, maybe the most important question of the interview, the white cheddar video. Yeah. Are the white cheddar Cheez-Its your actual favorite flavor?
Yes, they are, and it was unexpected.
Because that's a fun video.
Thank you. Shout out to Strip Mall Production. They really came up with a lot of that. I just sat down with them and, like, you know what I'm saying?
It's really playful, and it's really, like, professionally done, and it, like, it feels very authentic, where you're just, like, you're cooking for your friends. It's a good time.
Thanks. Yeah, it's, I made the song Eating White Cheddar. That's why I named it that. And that's why, like, I made a cake. Why did I even have to have white cheddar boxed up?
I know. When I saw what came out of the fridge, or what came out of the oven, I thought it was going to be, like, white cheddar mac and cheese, and I was kind of like, yeah.
I just wanted to shout out white cheddar. They were delicious that day.
That was your M. Night twist, where it's like, yeah. You thought it was going to be something with white cheddar. It's cake all along.
Just a cake.
Yeah. but yeah, that was really fun. So the record's out now, Melodramatic, and it's on all the platforms. I was really happy to see it's in Apple Music and stuff like that, because sometimes people release music only on SoundCloud. And I love SoundCloud. Shout out SoundCloud. But, like, it's really hard to listen to that on your phone.
Factually.
So people can actually find it on all digital platforms.
All platforms.
Yeah. So that's out right now. And then another big thing that's coming up on November 25th at the House of Blues, right?
John Walt Day.
Yeah. So talk about that. Talk about what that means, who all is involved, and what that event is.
John Walt Day is a celebration of my brother John Walt. He was murdered February 8th. We just wanted to do something where we didn't, like, harp on the fact that he was gone, but more so, like, celebrate, like, mm-hmm. like the effect that he had on everybody. So we just wanted to have a day for him and have everybody come out. It's going to be a full Pivot showcase. You know what I'm saying? Me, Saba, Joseph, Fresh Waters, mm-hmm. Squeak's going to DJ. Yeah, we're just going to be a pivotal affair. We just want everybody to come out. It's going to be at the House of Blues.
Yeah. And that's a great room for that.
We're just
trying
to celebrate.
The House of Blues is celebratory.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good room for
that. My first time there, too, so that's dope.
That's a cool stage to be on.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a musician. I've never been on the House of Blues stage in any capacity. But when I see artists perform on the House of Blues stage, and it's not that big of a room,
yeah,
it looks like they're having fun.
Yeah, it's one of those, like you said earlier, like from Chicago, that you just chalk off.
Absolutely. It's a checklist. Yeah.
Definitely.
Tickets are still available for that?
Tickets are still available. We actually have a couple physicals out now, because I know people would save you a couple bucks on the internet.
Sure.
And also, you know what I'm saying, just in case, I give you a hug when you get this ticket. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're getting two gifts at once.
It's a win-win.
Who can beat that?
Absolutely. And the lineup is killer. Like, it's you, like you said, Saba's on there, and Joseph's on there, like, and he just released his new project as well.
Henry Church, shout out Joseph.
Yeah. You can't beat it.
Pretty cool times, man.
Yeah. What else is coming up on deck for you? Are there other things that are on the horizon that we can talk about, or anything we can help promote or preview?
Nothing specifically, just John Wall Day. That's real important.
That's the big one.
All proceeds from that are going towards the John Wall Foundation, which we just launched not too long ago. It's helping kids in the arts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Whether you are a musician, or you are a photographer, a dancer, things of that nature. We're looking to expand that later on, but for now, it's just those specifics. But
you know what?
Yeah, definitely.
Not to cut you off, it's awesome to hear you talk about like what that foundation is going to be doing in the mission, because I have had a few of the different guests I've had on this podcast in the last couple of weeks talk about specifically initiatives, funds, like this and programs, this and that, that are aimed at helping young creative talent or students who maybe don't have access to the arts educations, like things like that. And I always love hearing that other people are looking to look out for that, because it's, man, it sounds incredibly cliche to be like, you know, if you invest in children early, like, that pays off, but it's really true.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
It makes a difference, like, if they learn a skill and someone believes in them early on, because that can prevent all sorts of things later
all
on.
All kind of things. Even if they don't like that, you know what I'm saying, whatever you get them into that early, like, it just gives them the hope.
Sure.
And believe that they can learn something new and pick it up and, you know what I'm saying, go on with life like that.
Yeah, and they try one thing and they go, well, I don't really like piano, but I like the idea of doing something.
Yeah.
Right, give absolutely. Yeah, so that's really killer. John Wall Day, November 25th at House of Blues. And the record is out now. You know, final kind of question, because this has been killer and I'm really glad we got to have this conversation, but for what you're doing, you know, making music and finding your own voice with this and putting that out, like, what advice would you give for any young artists or young creatives who themselves are thinking about, like, putting something up and maybe they just don't know where to start?
Just trust yourself. That's most importantly. A lot of self-doubt was into the beginning stages of Melodramatics.
Right.
I can admit that openly. You just got to believe in what you're doing. Like, if you think that this is what you should be doing, then you should go forward with it in that light. You know what I'm saying? Don't half-ass it just because, you know what I'm saying, maybe you don't know something. Like, it's really easy to find out information these days, whether it's the internet.
It's so crazy how easy it is.
Or just find a friend, like-minded individuals. It's cool to have those.
Start your own collective.
You got to find those. Like, even if you're not, like, a group, you know what I'm saying, like, with the same, like, just people that are thinking, not even anything specific, just people that are using their brains. It's cool to be around them because that's going to rub off on you. You know what I'm saying? Just get active.
It helps to have that network.
Yeah.
It helps be around people who, like, are going to motivate you in a good way. Not where you're like, oh, man, like, they're killing it and I'm not. But in a way where you're like, oh, man, like, my buddy's doing this. It means I got to, like, bring the game that much harder.
It's inspiring you.
Exactly.
More so than it's, like, making you be like, oh.
Right. I'm all about that level of, like, cheer on your friends and be like, oh, man, how can I up my game?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because it's only going to make your friends look better.
Yeah. Everybody wins.
It's a cycle. I'm telling you.
It is. And I think that's something that Pivot's done really well. We're like,
yeah.
It doesn't feel like it's competitive. It feels like it's supportive.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So. I love it,
but
man.
But we still competing, though.
But yeah.
I'm better than all of them.
Absolutely.
Just letting that
next
be
time
known.
I get them on the mic, anyone from the crew, like Saba or whoever, you know, I'm just
gonna
be like,
there's not going to be a rebuttal, but
yeah.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, we'll keep the dialogue
keep
going,
on
man.
The court.
Motherfucking Mellow, and I love that name, Motherfucking Mellow.
Motherfucking Mellow.
Motherfucking Mellow. And I'm glad we got to do this. I'm glad we got to start the conversation. Something I always say and I always mean is that, like, you know, a lot of these interviews are first-timers with guests that we're doing right now. Like, the last couple of years, we've been, like, really focusing on bringing in people we haven't talked to yet. But I always hope that that's, like, chapter one of a series. Like, I hope, like, next year when you have something else going on or as there are new things happening in your creative life that you come back and tell us about those more.
Definitely.
Because I want to check in as things happen.
I'm down with that. Definitely come back with a little a little recap of what I've been doing so far.
I love it, man. This is great. The project is killer. It's called Melodramatics. People can find it on all digital music platforms.
All streaming services.
And people can look you up, M-F-N.
M-E-L-O.
Yeah.
One L, no W.
Easy.
You know what I'm saying?
There it is. Motherfucking Mello, thank you so much, man, for coming up. I appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for having me. Thanks
Absolutely.
Having me. You're pivot, welcome. Pivot. Pivot, pivot.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.